burning daylight. But with all the snow around here, it'd be hard-pressed to tell. I'm Steve Guerra. God bless America. It is the Steve Guerra Show for Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in an open effort to attract the intellectually disabled to cast votes for him, communist Bernie Sanders says in his administration, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would have a prominent role as something like Secretary of Treasury. Makes perfect sense. Number two, why would anyone want the job is beyond me, but she is coming. Hillary, just days away from joining the Democratic horse race. I'm serious. Mayor Pete leading in Iowa, so it's a damn weak field. She can win this. Number one, the perils of impeachment upon us. The Republic could pay a steep price for all the partisan gamesmanship going on just about everywhere in politics. It's all being dragged out of the Democrat dungeon now for everybody to see. The Trump impeachment starts live and in living color at 10 o'clock this morning in Washington, D.C. Adam Schiff will be the ringleader, the guy that tries to come across as nonpartisan, the guy who's straightforward and honest. Adam Schiff. Right. Adam Schiff now says that the charges against the president could include bribery. You see, bribery is one of the words used in the Constitution, so it's cute how he used that word. Potential impeachable offenses, he says. House Intel Committee Chair Adam Schiff told the Morning Edition during an interview on Capitol Hill on Tuesday that he thinks there's a clear argument to be made that Trump committed bribery and high crimes and misdemeanors in a single phone call. Man, he was overachieving, Adam. I mean, he was getting it done, wasn't he? Both explicitly outlined in the Constitution as impeachable offenses when pressuring the Ukrainian government to look into the misdeeds of Hunter Biden and the influence of his father, the former vice president. Bribery, first of all, as the founders understood bribery, it was not as we understand it today, so blathered Schiff. It was much broader. It connoted the breach of the public trust in a way where you're offering official acts for some personal or political reason, not in the nation's interest. You know, I don't think so. I think bribery is bribery. Here's cash. You do this. To prove bribery, Schiff said, you have to show that the president was soliciting something of value. Soliciting something of value, which Schiff thinks multiple witnesses before his committee have testified to in private. We'll find out today. We have some of those witnesses today, George Kent and others. We'll see what they have to say. Some of those who have provided the most damning testimony to corroborate will testify this week. Acting Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor on deck today as well, along with George Kent, the former Deputy Assistant Secretary, followed by the ousted former Ambassador of Ukraine, Maria Ivanovich, a woman who hated and still does Donald Trump. Fired by Donald Trump as the ambassador to Ukraine, which, by the way, is perfectly in his purview because who sets foreign policy for the United States government? The president does. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. It is the president who sets foreign policy. Barack Obama did it. Donald Trump does it. They all do it. It's how it works. Anyhow, it'll all be there for you to see. And either the Democrats get it done today and Friday, or as far as I'm concerned, this thing's probably over. If something compelling doesn't come rolling out in the next couple of days, do you really think America's going to stick around for the next 3 or 4 weeks watching every little bit of tedious questioning, commenting, grandstanding, and all the rest? I don't think so. I just don't think America has the patience to stick around for it. I don't. I think they've seen the whole Russian dance. When Adam Schiff said, we've got the goods, I have seen the evidence. And Donald Trump has certainly has been caught. And Bob Mueller has the goods. And I've seen that. And there's beyond a reasonable doubt proof, none of which came to pass. I mean, none of it's there. It was all a lie. Adam Schiff has lied to everybody for years now. We know that Chuck Schumer basically threatened the president in January 2017 that if you cross the intelligence community, they'll get even with you. We played that earlier for you. We'll play it again in a bit. Fact of the matter is they've had Trump in the crosshairs for a long time with their insurance policies and their backdoor dealings. Rex Tillerson and the former chief of staff all playing games. That's according to Nikki Haley in her new book. You know. So So it's all there. They've all been, you know, a whole cast of characters working as him, and still he gets things done. It's incredible. By the way, we're waiting for several reports to come. John Durham's report is most interesting to me, but the Inspector General's next round, Michael Horowitz's next round, is supposed to be out in the next few days. And Chuck Grassley is worried that it's not going to show up. In fact, he tweeted this out. I want to share this with you. He tweeted this out. If the FISA Inspector General Horowitz report doesn't come out next week when they said it would, then I will be very disappointed, left to wonder what the game is. That's all in capitals. What the game is someone FBI or DOJ tying the IG's hands. Well, that's one possibility. There's also the possibility that Michael Horowitz has been made aware of other crimes or other avenues to investigate. As we know, John Durham's investigation is now a criminal investigation. So that's the one that I find most intriguing and interesting. And you wonder if the Democrats aren't sitting on a powder keg. I mean, if it comes back in the middle of this impeachment circus that James Comey or Brennan or Clapper or Stroke or Page or Bruce Orr or Nellie Orr or any of them were playing unethically or possibly illegally in spying on the Trump campaign or spying on the Trump transition or worse, spying on the Trump administration after the president took office. What does that do to your entire impeachment inquiry? It torpedoes just about everything because the credibility of all of it goes out the window. And if we learn that the FBI and the Clinton campaign and the DNC worked through places in a country known as Ukraine to collect dirt on the president for the Steele dossier, which is all in the mix out there. It's all in the ether. And I'm telling you, all roads run back to Ukraine. They always have. I've told you that for years. If we learn that the DNC and the Clinton campaign, and they all were working back and forth inside of Ukraine to get dirt on the president in 2016, that's more torpedoes than the hull of the impeachment ship can take, I believe. That's the end of it. You heard it here first. That's a distinct possibility of what could happen with John Durham and Michael Horowitz and Bill Barr and all the rest. You heard it here first. Take it to the bank. It all goes back to Ukraine, but not with the Bidens, not in the way we've been discussing recently. Much more nefarious things going on with Clinton and the DNC and the Steele dossier and all of it in concert together. Mark my words. 14 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here for the conversation. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
For this latest installment of the Pioneer Audio Tour, I've hopped on one of their shuttle buses. We're driving around the Johnston, Iowa campus, Pioneer's largest R&D center. I want to give you some sense of the scale of this place. There are research fields surrounding research buildings, one building after another. I've lost count. Right now, we're passing acres and acres of greenhouses. But what happens inside these buildings is even more enormous than what I can see from outside. Genotyping, predictive analytics, computer simulations, and more to bring you the next generation of Pioneer hybrids and varieties. So we've been driving now for 20 minutes already, and there's still more to see. The Johnston campus, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill, and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the